This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Pasuk says, Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Mem, Lakachtem Lachem, Bayom HaRishon, Priyetz Hadar. You should take for yourself on the first day a fruit, which is beautiful. And Chazal say, you don't take the Esrog on the first day, you take it on the 15th day of the month. By all the other Yom Tovim, it tells us what day of the month. Why over here does it say the first day? It's not the first day. So Chazal famously say in the Medrash Tanchuma, Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos, that the first day of Sukkot is the first day that the Ribbono Shel Olam first starts calculating sin. Who could sin during the Yom Ha'Noraim, and then after Yom Kippur, a person's busy in preparation for Sukkot. So the first opportunity to sin is the first day of Sukkot. Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos. So in the Sefer Chin V'Chavod of Rav Asher Chadad, this is cited in the Sefer Lachsois B'Noyim Hashem, he brings an amazing pshat in this Medrash Al Pidrash. Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. The Medrash Rabbah tells us, Parsha Tesvav, Oisches and Bereishis, that there's an opinion that the Eitz Hadas was none other than an Esrog. So says, Lakachtem Lachem, you should take for yourself Bayom HaRishon on the first day. Why does it say Rishon? It's Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. It's Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. It's the first sin that was calculated. The sin of the Eitz Hadas was with an Esrog, and therefore an association in the context of the Esrog, we call it Rishon, because Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos, this in fact was the first calculated sin, namely the sin of the Eitz Hadas. This is the amazing remez that the Esrog was the item used for the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Wishing everyone a gut tovach, a gezunt tovach, a mazel dikavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.